Welcome, everyone, to the Patty Gentile Show. I'm your host, Patty Gentile. My co-host is my producer, John Iannuzzi. Our guest today, I'm looking forward to having her on, is Frankie Boyer. She's actually the host of the Frankie Boyer Show on daily from 2 to 4 on WADK. And she has a health and fitness show. That's her focus. I definitely wanted to have her on today because we're talking about the stress of money and tax debt. But before we get into that, I wanted to ask you, John, if you're making plans for apple picking.
Oh, well, here's the thing. We are very fortunate where we live. We are close to a number of different farms and orchards. And we actually, Patty, have already moved to pumpkins. Now, I mentioned on another program right here on WADK that Farmer John, I threw some pumpkin seeds in our backyard, maybe back in May, and we have a bounty. As a matter of fact, if you want to stop by, I got a pumpkin for you. I can't believe how nicely they grew. You know, I could enter them into a county fair, into a contest.
Oh, congratulations. Is this your first crop?
Well, we tried it unsuccessfully in the past. This is the first successful crop.
I'm sorry. I have to laugh because I had to stop myself from bursting out laughing because you just called yourself Farmer John. I think that's funny.
Well, I lived for 15 years in a very urban area where there were no pumpkins, Patty. But now that I'm in the Litchfield Hills in Connecticut, a little out of our listening area, but we were able to grow pumpkins, and I'm very excited about it. And I don't mean to skirt your question because I do love going apple picking, but I have to tell you, with a seven-year-old, I have a seven-year-old daughter, you really have to plan. There's poison ivy at the base of the trees. That, you know, it, depending on the weather, it could be too warm. You have to really plan when you have a seven-year-old, or else it could be a catastrophe, Patty.
That's true. I'm a grandmother now, so I'm out of that loop. I just show up. That's what I do. I show up, spoil the kids, have a lot of fun, and leave. And so I forgot all about those little details of bringing the kids around and what you did do and to keep them occupied. But apple picking's very cool. Of course, we are both in New England. Apple picking is abundant in this area. You're mentioning about farms. You definitely are surrounded by farms. I am as well, especially where I grew up in the southern Adirondack Mountains of upstate New York. Matter of fact, a mile down the street was the dairy farm, and we actually had milk delivered in the bottles when I was growing up. That was cool. The milkman and his truck delivering, as well as a lot of other farms, vegetables, corn, and of course, my very first paid job, 14 years old, was picking beans, string beans, let's see, the yellow wax beans, and picking them on local farm. Also, you're mentioning planting your seeds. In May, we would plant like tomato plants and vegetables on that farm. Then during the summer, I would work at the farm stand, and then the corn got harvested, and that's when you could buy a dozen for a dollar. That, seriously, now it's a dollar an ear of corn in the store, that's for sure. So this is harvest season. It's a really good time for fresh homegrown vegetables. That's really cool.
I should mention that obviously we're being heard in the great state of Rhode Island, small state, yet still farmland covers more than 60,000 acres in the state.
Wow.
And apparently, dairy, sweet corn, apples, potatoes are considered important agricultural products in Rhode Island. And some of the top commodities produced include greenhouse and nursery products, dairy products, chicken, eggs, and turkeys. Turkeys.
You know, I'm not surprised about that stat. It is a small state, but it's very powerful. This is a very powerful.
Oh, well, you know,
state.
The slogan, small state, big history.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah.
I actually forgot that. Small state, big history. The history is right up there with Boston, the history of Boston. And then I come from Saratoga Springs, New York area. And Bells of Saratoga and the history in upstate New York. And there's a lot of history in all the areas. The encore replay of our show is on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, right after us. Another historical aspect of Rhode Island is the Newport Jazz Festival. There is a DJ.
I want to shout out Steve Conti.
Well known, who does the jazz brunch. And literally, it's beyond brunch, because what I've come to see that I believe he's on from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Sundays, right after our encore presentation.
So Steve Conti is a big part of the WADK universe. They have a promo that runs on the station, The Sounds of Jazz from the City of Jazz. And Newport, you know, when I think of Newport, I think of jazz and I think of boats.
Right.
You know, don't forget, there's also the folk festival.
Oh, yes. When I think of Newport, I think of jazz and I think of the ocean. Some Swifty fans may be thinking of Taylor and her beautiful home.
Boy, has she laid roots in Newport.
Oh, big time. And she loves it. And she has a beautiful home, but it seems like it's her go-to place for getting grounded from.
Hey, maybe we can get her as a client of yours. Maybe she's tuning in.
That would be cool. If she wants to come on and promote her new album.
You know more than I do.
I've always found her fascinating. She just is very sharp on marketing and promotion. Boy, what a businesswoman, turning around and recording all her songs all over again when it appeared that she had lost the rights to her originals, and to stop and think that she has this focus to be creative and write new music and with the lyrics. To me, she's fascinating about how much she accomplishes. Very talented too. I enjoy her.
Hey, Patty, could I do something here? Because I know you're this is like a humble brag kind of a thing, but I wanted to read some of the reaction that we got to your first show, which was heard last week right here on WADK.
That'd be great.
We got a tremendous response. You know, you mentioned that you're from New York. We had a listener who was streaming the show in upstate New York. He said, Patty offers great insight into the tax world in a fun and informative way. He said that taxing and accounting can be tedious. And they put it mildly.
Right.
But Patty's sense of humor and knowledge comes through loud and clear.
Wow.
Then you shared a few with me. Bravo, Patty. You did a great job. Love the gambling portion. Another listener said that they enjoyed the program. Looking forward to the program coming up on Social Security. I think that's next week.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, with Gary Mastrodonato of Masters Wealth Group.
We got a compliment on our bumper music.
Ah, yes.
We try and keep it fresh. And then a compliment from another voice heard right here on WADK, our morning man, Bruce Newberry, said that Patty sounded great on Sunday. He listened to the rebroadcast. He said, I loved the real world aspect. You guys talking about income from wagering. He said, had me entertained all the way down Route 7. So he was listening in the car. So, you know, right off the bat, we love hearing from people. Moving forward, we'll figure out an easy way for people to communicate with us, because this is really what it's all about. We're on the air, but we're looking to engage with listeners, whether you're listening on the radio or streaming, or even if you're listening to the archivable, podcastable version of the show. We don't care how you consume it. We're just glad that you are.
Yes. And you and I are talking about a convenient opportunity for people to communicate with us. We'll announce that pretty soon, when we make a definite decision. I'm a proponent of the keep it simple rule. We're looking at actually giving everyone the opportunity to text, because that's where we were getting a lot of this feedback.
Social media too.
We will button that down and announce how people can reach us. We're open to questions. If you have an interest in a particular topic, that's very important. I gained an idea just from talking to a gentleman resurfacing my bowling ball. I am in a league on Wednesday evenings. All of a sudden he says, will you be having somebody talking about crypto by chance? And I said, You know, I didn't even think of that. That is very necessary, very good topic. And I actually do have a guest that will be coming on in a few weeks. That is his specialty, is discussing cryptocurrency, both potentially civil problems as well as criminal problems in the tax area. He represents, he's an attorney that's representing people who are in trouble on the civil level as well as criminal level of crypto. That's good information. But when we come back from our break, I'm going to mention something that recently just happened with me concerning a new client before we bring in Frankie to discuss money and tax debt and stress. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everyone. This is the Patty Gentile Show on WADK 1540 AM. Today's topic with our guest, Frankie Boyer, is going to be a discussion around the stress of money and including tax debt with that. What I wanted to share with you is that I just yesterday had one of those immediate urgencies. You have to drop everything and handle a levy. The Massachusetts Department of Revenue had levied a new client of mine. We were just in the process of preparing, you know, power of attorney, tax representation forms for me to represent her and her husband with the tax debt that they owe the IRS and the state of Massachusetts. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the day, I got this phone call, urgent phone call from my client saying, my husband just told me that our bank accounts, a couple of their bank accounts, a business and a personal, were just levied for $22,000 between the two accounts. What do I do? And talk about stress and tax debt. I actually don't realize it until, you know, John, I was going to say, I really don't realize it until I stop. I kick into action. What you do in an urgent matter like this, I kick right into action. And then when it's all handled, I can feel that my heart's pounding like tremendous beats a minute when it's all done. And I set that aside. Obviously, I don't even think about it, but it just made me think that maybe I should get one of those Aura rings or to do a heart rate monitor, hook up to my iPhone. I'd be really curious to find out what happens, like where my heart rate goes when I have to, step into action like that. But what the action that had to be taken was, like she had said to me, my client had said to me, we have all these bills that I just paid over the weekend that are all going to be coming through these bank accounts to be cleared and paid. And she said, you know, she mentioned to me the thousands of dollars that could be bounced, you know, bounced back, non-sufficient funds by the bank, and all those charges at the bank for every bounce check, the charges, of course, the people and the deadlines of making these payments, they're going to be late paid. And so I said to her, okay, we haven't filed the power of attorney form yet with the Mass Department of Revenue. So Let's call the phone number on your most recent notice and conference me in on this call. Get a collection representative at the end of that phone number and tell them that you want to conference in your tax attorney and that we're going to quickly get you into a monthly payment plan that you can afford in order to get an immediate release faxed to your bank on both those accounts to release the hold on the funds. Because that's what happens, both with the IRS, obviously the Mass Department of Revenue, Massachusetts Department of Revenue follows the same procedure, is that when your bank gets a notice of levy, they have to hold or set aside whatever the balance is in those bank accounts at the time. They have to set it aside. And you actually get 21 days to work with the tax authority on getting that released. However, it's not available. They put a hold on that, and it's not available to be used for any of your payments and checks that are coming through to clear. So, long story short, within an hour's time, maybe it was an hour and a half, but definitely a solid hour that we were on the phone, we ended up with that payment agreement in place and the release while we were on the phone. The representative faxed and confirmed a successful transmission to the bank, and the funds were released. Now, this was all happening within a couple of hours' time of the bank closing for the end of the day and the Massachusetts Department of Revenue closing at the end of the day, too. So that's the stress, you know, the stress of money, the stress of tax debt. People maybe not having the money, or you heard the situation here where the money was available, but they had a couple of bank accounts that were hit at the same time, and a lot of payments that they used over the weekend for those accounts, and very, very, very stressful. My client, you could hear her shaking on the other end of the phone. So who I want to introduce now to you is my guest, Frankie Boyer. She is an award-winning health show host. She's added what she calls a lifestyle radio program, the Frankie Boyer Show. I've known her as health and fitness, doing a health and fitness show, because I first listened to Frankie back in 2000 when she was broadcasting out of the Dedham, Massachusetts Health Club, or Racket Ball and Health Club. And I would listen to her running errands on Saturdays on the radio. And so I know her to always focus on health and fitness, but she actually has taken a holistic approach with her radio program, where she's looking at lifestyle, and she deals with all types of topics from longevity and health and spirituality and environment. And now we're going to be discussing today, you know, the stress of money and tax debt. And I would like to mention that I have been an honored guest on Frankie's show over, I'd say, a half a dozen years now. And I look forward very much to having you hear what she can share with you. So please make sure you come back after this break. So welcome, everyone. We're back from the break. And as I mentioned, our guest is Frankie Boyer of the Frankie Boyer Business and Lifestyle Radio Show. And I want to thank you for being on my show today.
Oh, we go back, and I'm just so excited to be here.
We're actually, right now, we are broadcasting out of WADK, 1540 AM in Newport, Rhode Island, of which you can be heard.
Yes.
Is it daily?
Daily, 2 to 4.
Yeah. I came to you because I briefly mentioned to you that I currently am working with a client who has such anxiety and overwhelm. She suffers from anxiety and overwhelm when we are working on her tax problems.
Guess what? She's not alone.
We can only work on them in certain amount of time increments. That's it. Or else, you know, after a certain amount of time, I think once we hit an hour and a half, that's it. It's cut off time about taking a break. And then probably I have to give her a couple of days before we reconvene. And you do a health program. You do many health types of shows.
I do many shows. I do holistic health is one of them, lifestyle. I do cannabis. I do recovery. I do lots of radio. And I find that money is a trigger on a good day. Then add the IRS to it, and it is a full-blown OMG moment. I don't care how sophisticated you are. I don't care how in control you are of your life. When you get a notice from the IRS, it takes your breath away. It takes your breath away. And it is a real problem for many people. One of the things that I just want to mention is that when we get that letter, when we get an envelope from the IRS and we open it, there's a lot for us to understand. And that's where someone like yourself, a practitioner that understands the IRS, the ins and outs of the IRS. But when you get that notice, it makes your heart stop. I got a silly notice about a parking ticket that I didn't get. And I had to deal with the city of Boston today. And it took a half an hour of my time, but I was able to get it resolved. I had to call. They made a mistake. They were sorry. It was incorrect. Someone switched numbers on my license plate and put my license plate instead of the person who was guilty. And I got out of it, and I'm good to go now. But that took time from my day. If it were that easy with the IRS, it would be one thing, but it's not. And that's part of the problem. It's the mystique of the IRS, how to get through to the IRS, and then getting the resolution that you need. And stress is very real, and it is a problem that, as Americans, we're under 24/7 all the time. We are constantly under pressure, whether it be we go out the door and there's traffic that we weren't expecting. Why is there traffic? It's not rush hour. Why is there so much traffic? Why is there so much buildup and backup? I have to be someplace. Or there's an incident that happened that you have to run and do something in the middle of your day. You know, life is volatile at any moment. It's just the way it is. So IRS stuff adds to that, exacerbates it, and can create quite the mess in our lives. It's really, really, really tough stuff for many of us when we get those notices.
When people, like with my client, a lot of my clients, not only do they owe taxes that they cannot pay, they may have unfiled years of unfiled tax returns. And these are self-employed business people. They own businesses. They've been self-employed for a long time. And it's not just as simple as, you know, trying to come up with the money, work more hours, try and get more business to pay back. When you're confronted with having to file back tax returns in years, and you know you have balances owed, now you start thinking about the interest and the penalties, and it becomes exorbitant.
Yeah.
And then the threatening letters from the IRS come. Is there anything that, from your experience with your mental health your programs with mental health experts that you've had that they talk about? Of course, like you said, money. Money's a big thing. It's like, where's
money's
it going to
trigger?
Come?
Yeah, where's it going to come from? When you don't have it, you don't have it. I don't care what anyone says. Everybody says, you know, money doesn't make you happy, but no, it gives you the freedom though to live a different kind of a lifestyle. It just gives you that freedom. When you don't have that money, you can't make those choices. You can't buy those things. You can't do the things that you want to do in life. It's just that real. It's that simple. But yes, one of the things is creating daily habits. One of the things that can be so simple is hydrating. Many of us are not drinking enough water. We just are not drinking enough water in a day. And we should be drinking half our body weight in water every single day without exception. And we're not doing that as a country. We do coffee, we do sodas, we do energy drinks. I'm talking about pure water with minerals because we need them. We don't have enough minerals, the minerals that we're not getting from the earth anymore, from the soil. So we need to compensate that. That's number one. Number two, how you live your lifestyle is critical in how you are able to handle the rough times. And rough times come and go, tough people stay the course. And in order to be tough, it means being disciplined in your lifestyle. Sleep is so critical, because when you're not sleeping and when you have IRS issues and you have money problems, more than likely you're not sleeping. Meditation. I'm a meditator. I couldn't be without my meditation. Meditation to me is a savior. It's just a savior. It gives your brain, your body that time out. This is why it's not just one thing. It's a combination of things that they recommend when you are under tremendous stress, because all of these things together help your body cope with the tough times.
I think that's really sage advice. Even though money is the issue or taxes are the issue, you're talking about holistic approaches to being able to cope to outside stresses, but you have to start from the inside. And that's what I'm hearing. You reminded me too that I actually need some water. So when we're done, before we go to the break,
yes,
definitely need some water.
Yes, I
do. But
it's underrated. If I told you that I could give you something to plump your skin, to help you with your digestion, to help you sleep better, to help you lose weight, if I said all of those things, you'd say, sign me up. Well, yeah, drink some more water. That's what it is. It's just plain water.
Yeah, I agree with that. Frankie, tell our listeners how they can listen to your programs and get all this good information from you and your experts.
Well, it's so confusing because my website's not up to date, unfortunately, but you can check me out at, I'm doing two podcasts, Frankie, the Pharmacist and the Truth, and I'm doing Frankie and the Ex-Con. You can check out frankieandthexcon.com, wherever you get your podcast. I also am on WADK 2-4, Monday through Friday. I'm on WCRN. And I'm also on WGCH. It's a lot of radio, and I love doing it. And thank goodness I still love doing it.
Well, and that's how I first come to know you. Back in 2000, I heard you on your radio program. I think you were broadcasting out of the Dedham
Athletic Club. That's right.
Exactly.
I used to do my shows from there Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yes.
And you had Ann Louise Gittleman there for the week because she had just launched her number one New York Times bestseller, the Fat Flush program. You were doing the program.
And she is still doing Fat Flush, and she's become a dear friend through the years. And I've been to her home in Iowa. She lives in Coeur d'Alene. And
Well, thank you so much for being on my show.
It's such a pleasure. And I'm so happy for you that you are bringing so much information to the airwaves. People need to hear this. It's so important because you're giving us real information. And I just want to say, during COVID, you were amazing. You gave us all the inside scoop. People listening to my show got more information than anyone else. It was awesome. It really was. I'm so grateful to you and the information.
Thank you, Frankie. Appreciate it. And coming up after this break is going to be my coaching corner, where we'll talk about money and taxes and IRS and stress and what you need to do to get through it. Welcome back from the break, and this is what I like to call my coaching corner. I like to end the show with tips and coaching to taxpayers who may have this problem, as well as tax professionals who may be helping clients with certain types of problems. Today, we talked about the stress of owing taxes. But also, I mentioned that I have a lot of clients that I represent who are non-filers, and the majority of them are self-employed business owners. And I will prepare from 6 to 10 years of non-filed returns for them before we can, of course, even negotiate some kind of tax resolution program. You have to be in filing compliance. You have to file in order to even qualify for some type of resolution program. So this is what I'd like to coach about here. You have to file your tax returns. Even if you have a balance due, do not be afraid to file the return. Filing return is going to provide you with many, believe it or not, opportunities to resolve a balance due that you cannot pay. And it also starts certain types of statute of limitations on, for example, how long the IRS will have to collect that debt from you, or if you need to eventually file a bankruptcy, how long that tax debt has to have been assessed before you can file that bankruptcy petition. There's a lot of reasons to file, even with a balance due. This is what most people do that my experience has been. They're afraid to file with a balance due because they can't pay, plain and simple, especially self-employed people. They'll say, I can make that up over a certain amount of time. I've got this kind of business coming in, or I can get this money will be coming in at a certain time and I'll be able to pay it. But then life happens and business doesn't go the way you planned. And maybe something happens in your own personal life that you need to use that money, like the furnace goes or that money's going elsewhere. And now you don't have the money. And 6 months down the road, you're still holding that tax return that you did not file. Now it's late filed and you're going to incur a late filing penalty. When you do file, interest and penalties will accrue on that. And 6 months later after that is another tax filing season. Now you have to file the New Year's tax return and it starts becoming a domino effect. Also, what happens during this time period is maybe you're not paying estimated tax payments, and that's why you have a balance due. You need to be not only in filing compliance, but you need to be in estimated tax payment compliance. Those two things, when working with the IRS on balances that you cannot pay, you have to do these two things to be in compliance. You have to file all non-filed returns, and you have to be current on your estimated tax payments. Now, I'm speaking to the self-employed people, but there are also taxpayers who earn other forms of income. They'll have rental property. They'll have investments that they buy and sell and earn capital gain on. They have other forms of taxable income they'll need to pay estimated tax payments on as well. Number one, if you have unfiled back tax returns, please shout out to me at NewEnglandTaxRelief.com and let's have a complimentary conversation about where that sits and how you may need some advice on or organizing your documentation, getting it together, compiling so returns can be filed. Secondly, you want to get your current accounting or tax information up to date. Currently, we're in the new tax year, but you want to see if I was to pay estimated tax payments, what would I project that I should pay right now so that you can get in compliance with the IRS and qualify for a tax resolution program. A rule of thumb that I go by is that if there's just so much money to go around, you can't pay the back taxes and you can't pay the current taxes at the same time, then you stay current. IRS wants to see you not only fully filed, but paying current estimated tax payments and that you've broken that pattern of not being current in your tax payments. Then you can negotiate and work with a resolution plan on the back taxes, but stay current and go forward and stay current. And therefore, I am a big proponent, and I've always been, of tax planning. Projecting your estimated income and expenses on a business or your taxes for this year because maybe you have a new job and you're earning more and maybe you're wondering if you're withholding enough income tax on that. Maybe you're taking distributions from a 401k or an IRA and you need to pay tax on that. You want to project any possible scenario of taxable income this year. And to add one more thing, we have the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that I'm really looking forward to doing mine and my husband's updated now tax plan for 2025 because we're going to benefit from, I can think of four different parts of the act that I'm like, yay, and I'm looking forward to that. So it is something that you can utilize. You want to revise your tax plans this year because of that One Big Beautiful Bill Act. But if you need to be in compliance, please do that as soon as possible. Work with a tax professional or have a if you are a tax professional and you've got some nuances with a client that has tax problems, please give me a call. My phone number is 1-800-880-8388. That's for New England Tax Relief. And you can hear me again next week on WADK, 1540 AM, Newport, Rhode Island. They stream worldwide on WADK.com. And I have my Fighting the Good Fight podcast as well with Patricia Gentile. Anywhere that you download and or subscribe to podcasts or YouTube. And I look forward to having another show with you next week. So please tune in.